News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama, WVNN. And yeah, the biggest show across the northern part of our state in the afternoons is this one. And that's because of y'all. And I'm not kidding. By the way, I'm going to say that. I'm going to try and make the commitment right here and now. I'm going to say that for as long as God gives me the opportunity to have this radio show, that it is because of y'all and nothing else that this show is successful. Hey, by the way, let me tell you about a couple things you might want to know. So first of all, I always tell people this. Our website is like, it's the one-stop shop for everything Right Side, okay? So rightsideradio.org, that's our website, www.rightsideradio.org. So wherever you are in the whole wide world, get on the World Wide Web, go to rightsideradio.org, click on Listen Live, and if you're getting outside of our AM/FM, like I had somebody this morning, sent me a message on Twitter and said, hey, I have trouble picking up the show where I am over in Northeast Alabama, which I'm sure is probably because it's having trouble getting over Sand Mountain. Well, if that's the case, I told her, I said, just go to our website and click on Listen Live, rightsideradio.org, click Listen Live, bam. Like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. So, yeah, that's why we have listeners in so many places. So there's that on the website. Here's a couple more things you might want to know that are on that website, though, right now. Number one is this. Our podcasts are on there. We have cleared, I mean, we are pushing right now right at 28,000 almost downloads. If you like to listen to parts of the show the next day, or if you want to repeat a part because you heard something you liked, or you want to send it to a friend, you can grab segments of the show. Copper segments them out every single day. Does a great job of getting them ready and sort of packaged. And then Birdman uploads them into all the various forms of podcasting that are out there, and they're all on the website. So you go on there, boom, you can pick up any part of any show. If you heard that one last, 3 weeks ago, what was that thing he did, that interview with so-and-so? It's on there. So there's that, podcasting. All right, I'm running down the list here. You ready? A couple more things that I want you to know about. Number one is the Right Side Store. And yes, on the Right Side Store, you can not only order the coffee cups, the t-shirts, the phone cases, the Right Side stickers, all that stuff, but you can order the much maligned but often purchased Right Side socks, which gives me the biggest kick. And my family thinks I'm nuts for it, but I just get the biggest kick out of the fact that we have Right Side socks with the big black and gold star right there. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Right Side Store, you can click on it from the rightsideradio.org website. All right, here's the last thing. I love y'all. I love a chance to meet with you in person. So I got an event coming up March the 10th. March the 10th, just a few weeks away. The Alabama Policy Institute, where I do a lot of work also, is holding an event at Burritt on the Mountain. And it starts at 6 in the evening with the reception. Dinner follows that at 7, and I am the keynote speaker that night. And so I've wrangled a special deal for y'all. All right, the tickets, you can go to the rightsideradio.org website, and there's a button on there right at the top of the page that says, the API 2022 Huntsville event. Click on that, but here's the deal. Only for Right Side listeners, if you type in when you're buying your ticket, and by the way, tickets, there's limited seating. So if you're buying your tickets, if you type in the promo code Right Side, my listeners get half price. Got a little something for you. A promo code, Right Side. Doesn't matter whether you capitalize it, just make sure it's one word, Right Side. So type in the promo code, Right Side. You'll get your ticket half price. Like I said, limited seating available. Burritt on the Mountain, March 10th. I'm the keynote speaker. I would love to meet some of my ruffians in person. So y'all consider coming on out that night. I think we'll have a great night celebrating conservatism and give you an idea of some things that are happening around the state. And like I said, I'm the keynote speaker that night. So there's all that stuff. That's a lot of stuff crammed onto one website.
Whew, yeah.
I mean, what else is on there? We got pictures. Oh, I tell you what, the photo gallery, we just uploaded a bunch of pictures from the event we had down in Montgomery. And we got to get you out of the house once in a while, Copper. I mean, I know you have to run the board, but we got to find a way. Maybe you train Birdman to run the board one day so you can get out of the house and go do the outhouse stuff.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'll try to get you. We'll make him in-house, you out-house. at some point, sometime soon. But the pictures are now uploaded. You can grab those and see them on the Right Side website. All right, folks, coming up here in just a minute, number one on the Triple Dipper, state action. You'd be amazed to hear some of what's happening in other states that may not be happening in your state. Why is that? I don't know. Some of it is, but a lot of it too often isn't. It's like they're scared to step out and do some things. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So it's, 2:36 p.m. right now. Watch the weather, you guys. I mean, just keep an eye on that, broadcasting to you here live at 2:36 p.m. on February 17th. I'm just telling you, as you're driving around North Alabama, South Tennessee, keep a weather eye on the horizon. So coming up at top of the hour, we got Wes Allen, State Representative Wes Allen, former probate judge, who is now running as one of the lead candidates for the position of Secretary of State following John Merrill, who is term limited out. So it's an open seat, and Wes Allen is considered to be one of the lead candidates. He's going to be on talking about something that kind of relates to the first section of my Triple Dipper here. I'm calling this state action. What kind of things can a conservative do if you elect the right people to office, if they will go in and do stuff? I mean, not like talk about it, but do stuff. Like there are times, and I'm going to go ahead and just say, I'll give credit where credit's due, and I'll call things out. Balls and strikes here, all right? So, for instance, Kay Ivey is our current governor. Now, she recently did a school choice proclamation and said, School Choice Week in the state of Alabama. But I will say this, she also followed up. Now, she's not said much about school choice efforts going on in the legislature, but she did follow up by giving some of the pandemic funds that the state received in her terms of like millions of dollars to the scholarship fund that helps kids to move out of failing schools. So there's that. On the other hand, though, there was the time just last year, last fall, when she basically said, vaccine mandates are bad. We shouldn't have those. But she refused to call the legislature in and ask them to do something about it. In other words, it was very hollow. It was just words. We want to see action. Well, State Representative Wes Allen, Secretary of State candidate, will be calling in later to talk about a program that I'll fill you in on more details on. But apparently, I did not know this. I'm just finding it out from 1819news.com. Breaking story today by Erica Thomas, my friend over there. She's a managing editor at 1819. And she said, we have a program called ERIC, E-R-I-C. It stands for Electronic Registration Information Center. It's an organization that is touted, you know, for use by states around the country. And it was originally funded by Open Society, which is the George Soros funding partner. Oh, yeah. It's there to help manage voter rolls. Oh, yeah. So all I'm saying is Wes Allen's got a problem with this. Now, I'm going to come back to that in a minute. I'm going to save a little bit of that discussion for later. But let me tell you about some other things that are happening around the country just to give you an idea of what can happen when conservatives will get busy. I mean, like, action, y'all. Not talking about it, but doing something. Here's a story dated just yesterday from the Daily Wire. Daily Wire, secure the border. Governor Greg Abbott from Texas to use 1,700 surplus border wall panels to build the Texas barrier. I am loving this, by the way. So apparently, you remember when Trump had authorized the construction of the border wall, which one of the very first things that Biden did when he came in was he rescinded that executive order and put a new executive order in that says basically stop. And what's kind of fallen by the wayside in that discussion is much of the materials had already been procured. And they were left just piled up, just stacks and stacks and stacks of barrier material that was just laying out in the desert sun doing nothing, purchased with public tax dollars. Not only that, but the contracts that we had to breach to get out of the building of the wall. It makes no sense whatsoever. But anyway, Texas is building the wall themselves. God bless Texas. And they've obtained 1,700 panels that were originally designed for the Trump border wall because they had been left in surplus. And so Texas went through a vendor, and without announcing what they were doing, they purchased up from surplus as the government was trying to dispose of them, 1,700 panels, and they are using them now to build another several miles of wall in Texas. Gotta love that. Thank you, Governor Abbott, for taking a stand. You know, Governor Abbott noted that if the Biden administration will not enforce its own message that the borders are not open, then the state of Texas will. This is what happens when a state decides to do something and not just talk about it. Here's another one, different topic, state stuff. Right now, you're seeing that Governor Sisolak, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, of Nevada, just recently announced an end to statewide mask mandates. Now, keep in mind, he's had a statewide mask mandate for 2 years, so take this with a little bit of a grain of salt. But he rescinded the mask mandates, and people are ecstatic. He basically said, we're done with this. Now, we do not have a statewide mask mandate, but what we don't have, by the way, is a governor who's willing to say, stop with all the state, all the localized mandates. Right now, we have a lawsuit going on. We had a lady on yesterday. You heard Shima Rizzo call in yesterday, talk about being one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit against the Madison City Schools, questioning why they still have a mask mandate in place. Why are we doing this to our kids? Not only that, but in some places, like Washington, D.C., they're rescinding mask mandates in everything but schools. Then again, you've got places like New York City, where you still have to wear a mask when you go to a restaurant, but you can take it off inside the restaurant when you eat. I mean, it makes no sense, y'all. It really doesn't. You've got ridiculous things happening with vaccine. Anyway, by the way, Nevada has withdrawn or dropped their mask mandate, and the people are ecstatic. All right, but here on a far more conservative bent is this. USNews.com reporting as of Monday of this week. What's today? Thursday? Yeah. Monday of this week, South Dakota Senate passes Noem's vaccine mandate bill. So Governor Kristi Noem, and by the way, she's been out there on this stuff. She and Ron DeSantis have kept their states as probably the most free in all of the states in the midst of the mandate madness that has gone on in the last 2 years. Well, South Dakota Senate Republicans, according to U.S. News, gave what it calls hearty support on Monday to Governor Kristi Noem's proposal to allow employees to gain their exemptions from their employers' COVID-19 vaccine mandates, passing it with the two-thirds majority required if it's to be enacted immediately. So let me just say this. Governor Ivey signed the bills that we have in Alabama because she was stuck with it. Because the legislature did what it did of its own accord. They went sua sponte on her right there, with sua sponte, Latin for it, this I do of my own accord. And so the legislature was called in for something totally separate by the governor for a special session. And what did they do while they were there? They said, by the way, while we're here, governor, we're passing a bill that requires employers across the state of Alabama to allow and even give, for sure, religious exemptions for mandates. Well, in this case, though, you've got the governor of South Dakota asking for the legislature to do it. Ivy didn't want it. Kristi Noem in South Dakota did, and she got her bill. And right now she's trying to get two-thirds support from both chambers so it can go into immediate effect, which is part of their state law. What can happen, folks? What can happen when you have people at the state level doing stuff on your behalf? That's why you got to watch who's running for office. Listen, let me just jump on that for a second. That's why you've got to watch who's running for office. Even the incumbents, you look at them and go, what are they going to do? Not just what do they say. I mean, every one of their commercials says, I love Trump, I'm pro-life, and I love guns. That's every one of their commercials. But what are they going to do when they're faced with things like vaccine mandates? What are they going to do when they're faced with things like your business has been declared non-essential and they're shutting you down? What are they going to do when they're faced with an opportunity to raise gas taxes? What are they going to do when there's a federal overreach and it's creating a tax burden or an inflation burden or some other kind of burden on the people of the state? Because you need them to do more than what they're doing. Here's a great example. of pushback. One of your biggest fighters in any fight against federal overreach is going to be your state attorney general. In this case, I believe that Attorney General Steve Marshall has been doing a pretty darn good job. So here's a situation we've got. In March of last year, I'm looking at another story from U.S. News. In March of last year, 13 states sued the Biden administration to end suspension of new oil and gas leases. You remember this? We were energy independent. Part of this because we have huge reserves. We have the biggest, some of the biggest reserves of oil and natural gas in the world. And what are we now? We're energy dependent. And prices have gone through the roof. And the oil and gas industry has suffered. But let me tell you another place where it suffered. States like Alabama and Louisiana and Mississippi and Texas have suffered because we make a great deal of money off the oil and gas exploration off of our coast. And so, if you remember, March of last year, 13 states, of which your attorney general in Alabama, Steve Marshall, made us one, filed suit against the Biden administration because one of the first things he did was he suspended all additional sales of leases for oil and gas exploration. That's not just an energy thing, y'all. That's a revenue thing. Did you know that in the last year before Biden, the state of Alabama made $50 million, $50 million off of the revenues and the royalties from offshore oil and gas in the Gulf of Mexico? Now, when you go to the beach, do you really see those rigs? No. Now, we had the one major oil spill, one of the biggest in the world, in our Gulf, and I get it. There's some hazards there, but for the most part, you've never seen an issue with this. What it does do, though, is it not only funds $50 million into our state, but it's millions of dollars to the coastal counties, like Baldwin County, which I've got an article right here. State Senator Chris Elliott was in this article just in June of last year, right after the lawsuit was filed by Attorney General Steve Marshall. They were talking about the fact that on Orange Beach, where tourism was surging, they had a $17.5 million new boat launch project that was paid for completely by the dollars that the state and the county received from the oil and gas revenues. It's a federal law. It's called GOMESA, the Gulf of Mexico Security Act, and it makes sure that the coastal states that have territorial waters off the shore where they're drilling receive some of the benefit of that drilling. It's like it's our backyard. Well, Biden has shut that down. Well, here's one more story for you before I move to the break. DailyCaller.com, fast forward to yesterday. Despite the fact that the judge ruled in our favor, despite the fact that the judge said, no, Mr. Biden, you cannot do this because you're having a revenue impact upon the states who filed suit, 13, one of which was us, Biden administration continues to defy the court ruling and opts against holding the oil drilling sales. In other words, the Biden administration, according to this article from Daily Caller, missed another deadline despite the court order. They're saying they're trying to cooperate, they're getting around to it, but they've got deadlines and they keep missing the deadlines. In other words, what they're doing is dragging their feet. In the meantime, $50 million in revenue to the state of Alabama is lost. And your gas price at the pump goes up. That's maddening. That is maddening. Well, Copper, move us to a break. Listen, folks, I got a little more on this. A few more things that I'll show you about what states can do, and then I'll broach the subject about this ERIC thing funded by George Soros. And at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to State Representative Wes Allen, who's harping on this right now as a campaign issue for Secretary of State. We'll see what his thoughts are on it and how he became aware of it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming up in a few minutes, we will have State Representative Wes Allen. He's running for Secretary of State. We're going to talk about a new program that just kind of broke on a story out of 1819news.com today. 1819news.com. You got to check them out. But before I get to that, let me just tell you a couple more things that are happening in state action. Number one, I've told you about it once before, but it's really getting official. So here's a story off of WEAR-TV, which is down in Pensacola, dated just 2 days ago. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida proposing a tax holiday on gasoline. Gotta love this. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis voiced his support for a tax holiday on gasoline during a news conference Tuesday afternoon this week. The governor suggested the tax holiday would include a rebate priced at 25 cents per gallon. Are you hearing that from your state right now? No, you are not. In fact, they raised your taxes on gasoline here in Alabama. They raised it to the extent that you're paying 10 cents more on the dollar right now than you were before. So part of that pain at the pump is because of what your state legislature did. Make sure you ask them about it during campaign season. Last one I'll just tell you about. In Ottumwa, Iowa, which I think was the home of Radar O'Reilly, if I'm not mistaken, on MASH. Copper, did you ever watch MASH? Did you ever watch that show?
Nope, that's a bit before my time.
Come on, it's got reruns. Oh my gosh. All right, so anyway, Radar O'Reilly, I believe he was from Ottumwa, Iowa. Anyway, KYOUTV.com from Ottumwa, Iowa, is reporting that the Iowa governor is pushing for school choice. The Iowa governor. Now, you're not really hearing a lot from Kay Ivey about this. In fact, it was barely muted, by the way, that she gave a multi-million dollar grant from state funds to the Alabama Scholarship Fund to help kids get out of failing schools. I think it's because it's campaign season, and she's trying not to make the teachers union mad. Just to be honest with you, I think she is. But in Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds, she is literally saying, here's what we need to do. She's holding a press conference. She's saying, I want to see scholarships for these kids. She's calling them student-first scholarships. Basically, it's an education savings account, very similar to what is being touted right now by Senator Del Marsh and Representative Charlotte Meadows in the Alabama legislature. Big doings. See, this is what happens, folks, when you can elect people who will go down that road for you and not make you have to clamor for it. They say they're conservative. All right, listen, there's a thing going on right now. We're going to get into it in detail with State Representative Wes Allen. But 1819 News broke a story today that I found very interesting, and I called Wes Allen early. I said, can you be on the show today? He said, sure. So ERIC is the program, Electronic Registration Information Center, and it's an it's funded with Alabama taxpayer dollars to the tune of about $25,000, which is a drop in the bucket for a state budget. However, it works with a program called ERIC that is being used nationwide, funded originally by Open Society, which is the George Soros funding partner. All right. Now, John Merrill says, ignorant people take information, they get a toenail sliver of a piece of it, in his words, and they think it's enough to write a master's thesis because they heard somebody say George Soros was supportive of ERIC and he helped create it. On the other hand, Wes Allen says, no, this is the real deal, and we do not need to have a Soros-funded organization handling the confidential data of the voters' lists in the state of Alabama. And he believes this needs to get, that this contract needs to be rescinded. And he says if he gets elected, he's going to pull Alabama out of it. Now, currently right now, Merrill, our current Secretary of State, says that ERIC, the program, ERIC has identified more than 19,000 potential dead voters and 22,000 potential cross-state movers. It's found people trying to vote in more than one place. But nonetheless, looking at the way things are around the nation, do we believe that a George Soros-funded organization is a good idea for conservative Alabama to have handling its voter records? We'll talk about that with Wes Allen, running for Secretary of State. Get his thoughts in full. We're coming up on that next, right after the news. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.